1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King in Orlando, living on default line. President Biden sounds upbeat.
Things are looking good and very optimistic. I hope we'll have some clear evidence tonight.
And negotiators now have more time to figure out how to raise the debt ceiling and keep the country out of default. CBS's Sarah Ewald Weiss.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen wrote to congressional leaders that the so-called X date will come June 5th if Congress does not act. She warns that the Treasury Department is set to make more than $130 billion in payments in the first 2 days of June, including to Social Security and Medicare recipients, as well as veterans, which would leave the government coffers extremely low on funds.
The White House wants to cap spending and raise the debt limit for 2 years. Republicans want spending cuts. Texas's Attorney General Ken Paxton faces impeachment by his fellow Republicans after years of scandals, but Paxton blames President Biden for his troubles. Reporter Chris Fox has more on how it got to this point.
A Republican-led Texas House committee unanimously recommended the state's top lawyer be impeached on 20 articles, including bribery, unfitness for office, and abuse of public trust. If a majority of the House approves the articles, Attorney General Paxton will be suspended pending a trial in the state Senate. Paxton's not going down without a fight, calling this an illegal impeachment scheme to overturn the will of the people.
I hope the House makes the right decision, but if not, I look forward to a quick resolution in the Texas Senate, where I truly believe the process will be fair and just.
Paxton's wife is a state senator. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
AAA says this will be the busiest Memorial Day travel weekend in nearly two decades. Michael Gallo flew out of Chicago O'Hare to make up for lost travel during the pandemic.
I'm heading to Rome, Italy for a family trip over Memorial Day, which was planned for 2 years ago during COVID, and we're finally getting out there.
Another Oath Keeper is headed to prison for her role in the Capitol insurrection.
Jessica Watkins was convicted in November by a federal grand jury in Washington of obstruction of an official proceeding, conspiracy, and obstruction of officers during the insurrection. She was one of those who stormed the Capitol, sending members of Congress running for their lives. Before she was sentenced, Watkins tearfully told the judge, "My actions and my behavior that fateful day were wrong and, as I now understand, criminal." The defense asked for 5 years, prosecutors for 18. She got 8.5. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
This was White House Day for the NCAA women's basketball champs, but as the president spoke, the unexpected happened.
Later today, and they're the men's champs.
LSU's Samaya Smith fainted. She's said to be fine. Just a little embarrassed. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This Entertainment Insider is sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Grammy-winning artist Ed Sheeran is not too pleased with lawsuits he's faced over songwriting.
Every single musician you speak to will agree with me. Every single one. You can only get caught out if you've done something wrong, and I have not done something wrong. I'm not lying here. I use four chords that are very common chords to use, and they sound like lots of songs.
Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with Life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
Come shop Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. Refresh your home for the summer for less when you buy one, get one 50% off on select interior and exterior paints and exterior stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. And prep meals for the whole family on the new Blackstone 28-inch flat top grill. Just $298 for a limited time only. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 531 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petucation June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, It's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows dip down to about 41 tonight under clear skies, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs around 78 tomorrow, sunny skies and calm. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 46. Highs around 79 Sunday under partly cloudy skies, 84 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 74.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
I saw it go. That's what we like to do on this show. Find the comedy gold. I saw it go. I just like
non-fungible as a word.
It is a good word.
It's a wonderful. It just has a good mouth feel.
I saw it go. La-di-da, la-di-da, la-la.
Moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
At what age did you start noticing your age? Have you not noticed it yet? 844-967-2789. When did you start feeling old? Is another way maybe to ask that question. And I'll get to the point in a second, but we would love to hear from you if you have thoughts on when you've started to notice your age. 844-96-PARTY. And here to join us for this topic and the entire hour is Mr. Todd Alba of the Todd Alba Show. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I would have to turn up his mic.
Oh, that would be helpful.
That would help,
Shane.
Then, because that would mean that we could then hear him.
We still can't hear him.
Oh, that's because he's on Zoom. Now I can hear you.
There we go. Now we can hear you, Todd.
So many buttons, Todd. So many buttons. It's only my first day doing this.
It's all good. We're here together. It's a Friday. What more do you want? I get to spend an hour with two of my favorite people in the world. It makes me happy. It's all good.
It's so funny because I was looking and I was like, we have pretty light guests today. It's a Friday. Let's have some fun today. And I feel like you are, of all the hosts on Civic Media, Todd, the most, you love being on the radio. And I don't mean that. I mean that as a genuine compliment. As far as like, you jump on with Luke's show. I've heard you jump on with Devil's show. You obviously have been on with us. And like, after 3 hours of radio, because you also right now have a 3-hour show, yeah. I'm like, I'm true. Done. Like, I have other stuff to do. And so the fact that you're always so willing and like wanting to come join us is always really fun. So I was like, I'll ask Todd. Todd will come on and shoot the breeze with us. But then you texted me back that you had a bit of a medical emergency last night. So then the fact that you're even at work right now is shocking to me.
I still have the hospital bracelet on for 4 hours.
That's not from a concert. That's not your above. I'm over 21 and I paid for my drink tickets. that's an actual emergency room band.
I am battling another round with a kidney stone, and it got really bad last night about 10:30. And I'm like, if I don't drive myself now, I don't know that I'm going to be able to drive myself in another couple of hours. So I went in and I got out like at 4:15 this morning, and I got like a 3-millimeter stone. But I am telling you, have you ever had kidney stones?
No.
And I've heard they are just excruciating.
Well, people ask me what it's like. forgive me if I'm a little gauche, but the best thing I can describe it as, it feels like a combination between really bad gas pains meets a really bad case of blue balls. And it's kind of like,
well,
that.
I don't know about the second one, but I certainly know about the first one, especially these days.
And it's like you can't, it's this weird feeling all from the lower extremities, and it goes up your back. I've heard, of course, Kristen, you'll find out, but and I would never compare anything. Women go through a childbirth, but I heard it's the male version of childbirth, is what people, what doctors have told me.
Interesting.
But anyway, I went to the they gave me my bag here.
Did they give you the stone? Like, is that what you're about to show us?
No. It hasn't passed yet. And because it's so excruciating, my bag here looks like Karen Walker's purse from Will and Grace, who, by the way, Karen Walker is my spirit animal. And I have OxyContin, I have ibuprofen, I have all the, you know, all the drugs. So I'm flying high. So as long as I'm on the medication, that and caffeine, it looks like my mother. Look at this. I'm drinking cranberry juice. It's like I have a UTI or something like that. I don't know.
Would you say, to bring this back to the topic at hand, would you say when you got your first kidney stone is when you started noticing your age, Todd?
I started noticing my age at 10:34 last night as I'm sitting in the emergency room thinking I've got a kidney stone. You gave me the answer, but I mean, do you want to take callers first or because...
We're going to roll with it because I think it's interesting because between the three of us, there's about a 10-year age gap between you two. There's about 15-year age gap between Todd and I. And I bring this up because according to a recent poll by the Wall Street Journal, the typical age when most Americans start to feel like their youth is slipping away is 42.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's different for, obviously this is average, but I just thought it was interesting as far as when people start to feel old. So yeah, so the gap between the age when Americans stop feeling young at 42 and the age when they start feeling old is 52. And I am not at either of those ages yet. So I guess we'll start with either of you. If you identify with those two numbers, and also at home, when did you stop feeling young and when did you start feeling old? 844-967-2789.
Well, as the senior of the group, I certainly stopped feeling young when you hit 50 and you realize that's half of 100. You're on the downside of the mountain at this point. You know, you've already passed the peak, and now you're on the other side. I didn't really start feeling old, though, until maybe 54 or 55, and that was when I got sciatica.
So to feel old, it was actually something physical happening with your body. You're like, geez, this sucks.
Yes, and since then, it's just weird things will happen. One day, my knee won't work. It was good yesterday. I don't know what it did while I was sleeping, but today it's not working so well. So it's things like that. And I think with the sciatica, it just sounds like an old person thing. Like lumbago, like getting lumbago.
What's lumbago?
It's a back problem.
Sounds like a French bread.
It could be. Come over for some lumbago later. Yum. But when did you stop feeling young and start feeling old is our question. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. What about you, Ted?
I would say so. You know, mom always knows best, right? So Miss Linda, my mother, she would tell me, she would say, just wait, you know, because I was in my 30s. I'm fine. I could eat anything I wanted. I'm not gaining weight and all that. And I was like, I'm fine. And she said, you just wait. Once you turn 40, it's going to change. And I hit 40. Nothing changed. I'm like, I feel great. I'm not gaining weight. I'm great. 41, great. 40, I'm not making this up, 42. And it was like suddenly I couldn't eat everything I wanted to anymore. And I just like little, like you said, Jane, suddenly you get like this creak in your whatever, your neck or your bones. I'm like, what the heck? So I actually joined a gym. It was back when I was my last stint in the Capitol, when I was actually making some decent money. And I got a personal trainer, and I worked out. I lost 20 pounds. My BMI or whatever went down to like 13 or something like that. It was the best shape of my life. I have put back on most of that weight. But it made me feel a lot better. So that's, I would say about 42, literally for me, is when I started feeling not young anymore. I don't know, old. I still don't feel old. To me, age is just a number. So I don't worry about the feeling old, I guess, yet. Knock on wood.
I certainly don't feel, I think I'm lucky enough, again, knock on wood, that I feel like the only thing that's made me feel not young is my disillusionment with like partying like I used to. And it's not even because it's like, oh, the hangovers. It's more of just like, I'm just not interested, like going to bars or going to big parties or like being seen and all that stuff. That's less interesting to me. And I associate so much of my youth with that. And now I'm much more interested in like dinner parties. So there's like a more of an emotional maturity that I see of like, I hang out with, if I'm with 22 or 23 year olds, and it's not me being ageist. It's like, I just can't keep up with you. Like, that does that. What you're going to go do, like, I have no interest in doing that.
Well, my question to you, Kristen, is, was that because of your age, or is that because you got into a more serious long-term relationship?
No, I think it's because of my age, because I would say my husband still very much is the extrovert who's like, you don't want to go out out without you.
I know people, like, once they get into like a long-term relationship, it's like, oh, I'm just with that person now and I don't want to go out and party.
No, because we'll go out together, but it's not that I don't want to socialize. It's a different kind of socialization than it used to be. But like, as far as, I'm pretty lucky, like I don't have any injuries or anything like that. But so I think I'm still under that. And it's not necessarily that I feel young, but I would certainly not say that I feel old or that my youth is slipping away from me yet. But
you're young. Believe me, you're young.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. When did you stop feeling young and start feeling old? Beverly from Richland Center, thanks for joining us, Beverly. What do you think?
Well, I'm getting the impression that all of you are youngsters, actually. I saw something on Facebook recently that said, my mind thinks I'm 25. My body thinks my mind is an idiot. And that's kind of where I'm at.
Can I ask, Beverly, how old are you?
I'm 72.
No? You sound great.
You do sound great. Your voice, I was going to peg you at like 55. It's like, what is she talking about?
Oh, hey, I like that. I can believe I'm 25, or actually I stopped aging myself when I was about 35. I don't know why.
Good for you.
But that's kind of where in my mind I stopped. But I have to admit that my body didn't stop there, just my mind.
And I think
I still get around pretty good.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's so interesting, is like the difference between what your body's limitations start to tell you versus you're like, I'm not, what do you mean? I'm not 72.
Right.
Where did the time go?
Right. Yeah, I look in the mirror and I don't see me. I see my mother.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
I feel you, Beverly. Yeah. I absolutely feel you.
All right. Well, thanks so much for the call, Beverly. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. And so we're going to keep this conversation going. When did you stop feeling young and start feeling old? Were those two different ages? Was it around the same time? Was it because of your body just told you, hey, slow down?
Not doing that.
All right. 844-967-2789. We would love to hear from you. Todd Alba is here for the whole hour. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Send me a postcard. Drop me a line. Stating point of view. Indicate precisely what you mean.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for News Talk and Sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Everybody's working for the weekend. Everybody wants a new romance. Everybody's
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we are joined all hour by our friend Todd Elba of the Todd Elba Show. And we are talking about age. When did you start noticing your age? When did you start feeling old? Do you even feel old yet? Is age just a number? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And yeah, I just think it was interesting that they found an average that, and because basically we're talking about this because the Wall Street Journal found that most Americans start feeling like their youth is slipping away around the age of 42, but they start feeling old at around 52. And one of the quotes from the survey is, for some, the slide into 40 merely confirms a sense that they've had for a while that they're growing older. Others say stay in denial about the approach of middle age until they experience a jolt of reality. Sometimes a health scare, sometimes comments from younger colleagues.
Ooh, ouch.
And so, yeah, it's interesting. But I also feel like, at least so far for me, and granted, I am young. I will claim that at 36. Things have only gotten better as I've gotten older. Like, I would say my 30s have certainly been better than my 20s. And not because I didn't have fun in my 20s, but I would say, like, emotionally, like, one, I'm doing what I love. I've met the love of my life. Like, there's certain things that just started to work out better in my 30s versus, like, insecurity and volatility and the wrong partners in my 20s. And so, like, so far, getting older has been great. But what would you say, Todd, as far as, like, how have you embraced aging? Oh, Jane, put, hold on. Oh, there we go. You're good. I can hear you.
My sister, she teaches sign language. All right. My sister teaches sign language. If I only knew that I could, you know, help that way. I was going to ask you guys the question a different way. What was the worst or your most difficult birthday so far? Like, what birthday was it that you're like, oh man, this one really bothers me? Cause I have one.
Oh,
have you hit that yet, Kristen? Like, oh, that was a really tough birthday for me.
No. I would say, like, because I really embraced turning 30 and had a very fun 30th birthday weekend with friends and family. So I would say no. Well, Jane, do you have one?
For me, it was 60.
Okay.
And we were supposed to get together with friends. There was a snowstorm. Turns out they were going to throw me a surprise party, which I was kind of glad they didn't because I hate surprises and all that stuff. But anything past 60 is just like, can we just ignore this is happening?
Well, see, for me, it was 25.
Really?
I'm 53, and the most difficult birthday I've had so far was 25, and I think it was because, like, it hit me. I'm like, holy crap! At best, I've got three more of these cycles left, and the first 25 went like that. And I'm like, you know, it hit me how fast life goes at 25. So 30 was, I enjoyed turning 30. 40 was like, whatever. 50 was kind of like, I can either grouse about this or just embrace it. So for me, it's just like, age is just a number. Most of my friends typically are younger than me. And then I do have a few, like, kind of older mentor type of friends I hang out with. But I think also the fact that I've worked over the years, whether it's in the Capitol or other things, with younger people. And so I find that being around younger people keeps me more youthful.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. When did you stop feeling young and start feeling old? Peter from Merton is joining us. Hey, Peter, what do you think?
Oh, I agree with what you're saying. I think it's I find myself on late Sunday afternoon watching golf on TV instead of playing it.
And isn't the other thing too, Peter? It's like I get more excited about going to sleep than I do about going out.
Okay. Yeah, I just drove back from. I'm driving right now on I-94, but I just. This morning I was in Akron, Ohio with my brother, who is 80.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I'm 74, My sister is 85. So, you start to really see your mortality that's going to be approaching at some point.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for the call, Peter. Todd, you just pinged that Aaron Zommers, your producer, your producer said, how old is Aaron?
We are almost up against the clock.
We'll try he's 24.
He's 24. So yeah. He said that 18 was rough for him.
Yeah, I guess that's what he 18. But I mean, that's kind of the cool thing about having a Gen Z person on the show is it gives you a different perspective, right? And so, I mean, what makes me feel old, Jane, I'm not sure if you've not witnessed, but experienced this, like hanging around Luke Mathers, who is 28, 29, and I'll bring something up, and he's like, yeah, I wasn't born yet.
I know. He does that all the time. I feel like Luke, every time I mention something, and I'm only like 10 years older than him, and it happens all the time where I'm like, oh, okay, you're that young? You don't remember that? Great. Well, Thanks, Luke.
Todd, I'm so old. I have shirts that are older than some of the people that I work with. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Gary from Sussex, we don't have a lot of time. Gary, what do you want to say?
I start feeling old. I've done 5 Ironman triathlons, and my last one was 63.
Woo!
Now that I'm 71 years old and not training to do my Ironman anymore, I get up in the morning, and now I feel old. Now I feel like I'm 71. Mm. But when I was doing my Ironman, 63. I felt like I was 21. I was beating the pants off of literally every age group.
Good for you.
Way to go.
I'm just saying that as soon as you stop exercising and training to do things, you feel old. Yeah. But if you continue, 100%.
Absolutely.
Stuff, you don't.
Thanks so much for the call, Gary. We got to go to break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You want a piece of my heart?
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally Grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
As a mom and a teacher, I've done it all. Fundraisers, field trips, school assemblies. It's what we do for our children. Whether you're a public school parent, educator, or both, we share one goal: giving our children the best education. The Wisconsin Education Association Council looks forward this school year to partnering with you. Our children's success depends on it. Join us at weac.org. Welcome back to school.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all. The gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows dip down to about 41 tonight under clear skies, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs around 78 tomorrow, sunny skies and calm. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 46. Highs around 79 Sunday under partly cloudy skies, 84 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 74.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair, and we are talking to Todd Elba of The Todd Elba Show. And we were talking about, when did you start noticing your age? When did you start feeling old? Or maybe you haven't even started feeling old yet. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. Would love to hear from you on this Friday, May 26th, the Friday before Memorial Day weekend. Yeah, it's interesting. Age is such a weird... I wonder how other cultures deal with age differently than how we do. Because I feel like there is... In our culture, at least in America, we put so much value on youth versus other cultures that I think put more value on wisdom and age. And that it's kind of beholden onto each of us as individuals to be okay with aging, since a lot of the representation we get is not... that it is not okay to age, especially as women.
Without a doubt.
What do you think, Todd? Do you feel pressure at all as far as like media and representation of aging as how that affects your thinking about it?
I can agree with the one caller we had where I don't think about my age that much. I just worry about, I don't worry. I focus, like the one guy said, I focus on my own health. I just, pardon me, trying to stay healthy. I mean, I think as a single person and as someone who probably will be single the rest of my life, you have to think about this, right? Because I have two nieces and two godsons, but they're not anywhere close around. And so I think people with kids, I mean, Kristen, you're securing your future right now being pregnant. But I mean, you think about, well, you know, all goes well, your child will be around for you as you get older to help you out to do these things. And for, you know, when you're single, it's like,
it up.
I think there's a, you won't screw it up. You're going to be great. But I think there's like a thing if you're single and you don't anticipate having a partner as you get older or having children. It's like, look, I got to stay healthy because there ain't going to be anybody to drive Todd to the emergency room when he had his kidney stone. You got to do it yourself. So I think I worry about or think about more in terms of just keeping myself physically and mentally active.
And I think
that, by the way, here's a caller that a friend of mine, he's 2 years younger than me. He listens to our show a lot. He's listening to As Goes right now. He says, quote, "I have forgotten more than Aaron Zommer's nose." I thought that was pretty good.
There's just so much knowledge in there. There's just so much knowledge in there. It's just hard to squish anymore in, you know?
Right.
Well, that's what's the Disney movie about feelings when it's all the different characters who play like anger and sadness and
Inside Out.
And I loved that concept of the memory marbles, or like that you can only fit so many memories in. And so as she gets older and there's more things to remember, like certain things have to go away. And I was thinking about that because we have, as mentioned before, we have a almost 6-year-old niece. And having her around is just sometimes thinking about, what do I remember from 6? Like, what will she actually, and you don't really, you don't know what they'll hold on to, right? Because there's certain things I'm sure you're, as a parent, you're just like, how do you remember that out of all the other things? Because we're talking about like birthday parties and the importance of, I was like, I'm trying to remember, what did I do for my 6th birthday? And my mother, if you know anything about my mother, as we've talked about on this show, woman loves to throw a party. So I had some good birthdays.
I bet you had some big themed parties.
Lots of themes. Always themes.
What was you guys' first memory? Like what age? Like what was your very first game? Do you remember like the first thing you remembered? At what age?
So I think I've told this story before. And I think I was 2 or 3. My mom hates this story.
Really?
Because it's one of my worst. It's one of those things where you're like, how do you remember that? Because I was just playing and it was like, I won't say traumatic. But I remember distinctly, we were playing on like the stairs and I kind of like tapped her in the face and she pretended to pass out. And her memory is she did it for to 30 seconds. My memory is that I was screaming for my brother because I thought that I killed my mom.
Oh, my gosh.
No. Oh, no.
To this day, she's so embarrassed and, sad that I remember her doing that. But like, that's, wow. Like, I was pretty young. I don't remember anything
thing,
else.
Right? But that's probably why you remember it, because it was a traumatic thing to you at that time.
Yeah. Totally.
Jane, what's your first memory?
You know, it's tough. I can remember my father was a mortician. We lived upstairs. And so it was part of, and I was the youngest of 6. And so we all had to help after funerals, either before funerals or after funerals. You put up chairs, you tore down the chairs. My brothers helped deliver the flowers, things like that. And I can remember maybe being 3 or 4. Wow. Down, on the main level where the chapels were, helping vacuum or put chairs away or something. And that was probably when I noticed that there was a dead body there, too.
Yeah.
Because they were just kind of hanging around.
They were just there.
It was just part of home.
Todd, can you believe that? Todd, have you seen My Girl, the movie?
Who's in that? My
Girl. Macaulay Culkin as a kid. And Dan Aykroyd is a mortician. And so we were talking, I think this was last Friday. We were talking about, I just thought this was like a hit movie because I saw it as a kid. But Jane's never seen this. And it's clearly, it's about a little girl whose dad is a mortician. And she grows up in, like, they're upstairs. And the mortician, like, his studio is in the basement. And she's I've never seen it, but.
But that was very much of the time. I mean, that's what. Yeah. They were traditionally family-owned businesses, and my father started out not only with the funeral home, but he ran an ambulance service.
Oh, interesting.
Whoa.
Yeah. And a flooring installation service.
That seems random. I thought you were going to say flowers, which would make more sense because of funerals.
But think about, but furniture makers were the ones who made caskets.
Yep, exactly.
Oh.
But that seems a little odd, like conflict of interest to me. Like if the business at the funeral home was going down, how much do you really want to try to save the person in the ambulance?
I just always looked at it like eliminating the middleman.
Well, that's true.
Just bring him here, you know, or drive around for a little while and then bring him
here. We're talking about.
You're poor, you're hungry, you're dead. We're yearning to breathe free.
We're asking, when did you start noticing your age? 844-967-2789. Because this is a fun fact. Happiness actually spikes in our 70s.
That's great to know.
Which none of us can attest to yet.
No, nope, not yet.
But yeah, when there's more free time and less stress.
And I think you just are less concerned about what other people think. I would hope that by that point you are more settled in your opinions and confident, and again less open to letting what other people think affect how you live your life.
That's true. Although it's funny to have you say being more confident in your opinions, because I do think that is like a hallmark of older people. It's like, it's hard to change their mind.
That's true.
And they're like, nope, this is how it is. I don't care what you have to say.
Yeah, not necessarily a good thing, but it is certainly a thing. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. When did you start to feel old?
And so it's interesting because I got this topic from Axios, and they asked people to respond. And it's interesting how many of them are tied to physical limitations. And it's not necessarily our brains telling us that, well, I hit this age and now I feel old. It's like once your body starts breaking down. So this was, man, nobody prepared me for my 40s, especially the body starting to break down and recovery taking longer and so forth. I'd say 40, but I'm 41, looking forward to 42. This is another one. Tore my Achilles last year after some pandemic running, a marathon, and not enough stretching. So yeah, as a 1981 baby from the Oregon Trail generation, I am feeling that shift in my body. I've found from watching and talking to folks in my parents' generation, there is so much more ahead to explore. Seeing the world through my kids' eyes brings me so much joy. Aww. So onward.
That's lovely.
But yeah, it's interesting. This is I'm 72 and a half now. I love that at 72, this person is adding the half. And like a six-year-old. I think I began feeling old about age 70. I'm an avid bicyclist. And age 70 was when I was recovering from a bike ride, took longer than 24 hours. On the other hand, I have never been more content and at peace in my life. Still blessed with good health, there is still so much I can do and still enjoy.
Oh, that's great. But it is kind of like your body betrays you at some point.
Yeah.
You know?
My maternal grandmother lived to be 96.
Wow.
And I remember, she was the one that was the first woman to be a dean of UW school, UW college in Wisconsin. Grew up on a dirt poor farm. And anyway, amazing woman, great inspiration. I can remember sitting with her at about 90, 91. And she sat there one day and she said, you know, Todd, in my mind, I feel exactly the way I did when I was 40 or 45. I think the same thing. I have the same thoughts. And she said, then you get up to do things and your body won't let you.
Yeah.
And she said, it's like you're trapped in your own body. She said, it's a weird feeling.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, that's really powerful to think about it, that you're, to your point, Kristen, that our minds keep maybe growing or thinking the same, but it's our physical bodies that constrain us.
And sometimes it's not even that. My grandmother's 92 and still golfs.
Does she?
Wow. Good for her.
She gets a cart. She gets a cart. But like I saw her when we were up there for Mother's Day, and I said, have you started golfing yet? And she said, yeah. And she's of Dutch stock. So she is my grandmother on my Dutch side, that she's 100% Dutch. That's where the height comes from. And she's the youngest of five. All of her siblings, everyone lived a long time. So like cross fingers because it's one thing to live long. It's another thing to live long and live well and
absolutely
still be that 100%. Old. And like mentally, 100%. She's still there. Physically, she can still do a lot physically. And, what that feels like. But it is funny because she when she came to my wedding, Jane was there. There was a big party aspect of it. And she was enjoying and taking it all in. And this is, I've witnessed her do this at almost all of my cousins' weddings, where she will stay as long as she can. Like, she is not the one who's like, all right, I'm ready to go. It's usually one of her children who is in charge of getting grandma home that night, that they're the one who gets tired. So whether that's my dad or one of my uncles, they're like, no, I it's time for me to go home. And so I asked her the next day after the wedding, she was like, some of my friends were trying to get her to dance and all this stuff. And she's like, oh, yeah, I would have stayed till the end. But, you know, they told me it was time to go home. And she was so disappointed.
And what's her name, Kristen?
Carol Bry.
I love that. That's great.
That's great.
Yeah. Yes. She certainly, I think, probably feels younger than her age says.
Yeah, you've got good genes. Let's hope so.
Yeah. And so, I just thought this was an interesting, fun Friday topic to throw around as far as how our age either does or does not define us, and whether it's our brain or our body that's telling us, like, oh, maybe you should
slow down. And one of our callers, too, mentions movement is critical as much as you can. We're not plants. We're not supposed to live like plants. The more you can move around, the better off you're probably going to be.
Yeah. That is, as we all sit here stationary.
Yes.
We should. It's a sign. It's a sign that all of us should take a walk today.
Or get standing desks.
Or get standing desks. Maybe we'll request that. Is there standing desks at the new HQ, Todd?
No, there is at the current one. I stand for all 3 hours of my show, but with the goofy kidney stuff going on, I decided to sit down for this hour. But I usually stand all 3 hours of the show. The new station, I think it's going to be seats.
Okay.
It's a lower desk. That's what I heard.
Okay. Production booth, I will say, has a an adjustable table. So.
Oh, an adjustable table, the production booth.
Ooh.
Very fancy.
All right. Well,
request. And I.
When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about some changes at Civic Media for Todd, for me, and hear a little bit more what Todd's doing this weekend, and also how much cheaper do you think gas is this year from a year ago? You can submit your guesses. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY, and we'll be right back. Show for you.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
To As Goes Wisconsin, I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair, and we have been spending the hour with Todd Alba of the Todd Alba Show, which has been since October, airing before As Goes Wisconsin from 8 to 11 every day on WX. I'm still so bad with all the call signs. What stations are you? You're on Richland Center, Wausau.
Center, WXCO in Wausau, and WLAK, Lake Air Radio in Amory, Wisconsin.
But starting on June 5th, you'll be after us at 1 o'clock, and you will be statewide.
It's true, and here's what happened. Let me tell you, this is not by choice. The FDA puts out warnings frequently, and it turns out, according to the Food and Drug Administration, your daily recommended dose of Todd should only be 2 hours and not three. That's all people can handle, because after 2 hours, they're just sick of me. And so they moved the show back to 2 hours, and they put me on in the afternoon. So 1 to 3. But yeah, we're going statewide, like you guys have been pretty much, and honored for the chance and the possibility. So we thank our listeners, we thank our ownership, and we're just happy to be part of the Civic Media team. We're going to try to replicate you guys' magic.
Well, no, because you have your own magic.
Yes,
so I
you
guess
do.
That's also an interesting thing, because as far as for anyone, you brought some listeners over to us today as you joined us. But also, I guess for people who are less familiar with your show, how do you summarize your show, and then how do you go about to picking the topics you want to talk about? And I guess what changes are you thinking about as far as doing 2 hours versus 3 hours? Because I know I'm thinking we've been I mean, like, what are we? We're cutting our no sour, ha ha, fun time power hour, which some people are very disappointed about. Craig Bach.
Greg was very, very happy about that. Yeah.
But I guess give your elevator pitch for the Todd Elba Show.
I guess you would summarize the elevator pitch. You know, a guy who was born and raised in Southwest Wisconsin in a small community, spent 30 years as a Republican, and left the party in 2011 after being disillusioned, let down, and ticked off. And no longer represented who I was. And so we just try to every day get interesting folks to talk about, strive to find what unites us rather than what divides us, and have good conversation, pursue the truth wherever it may lead, and have fun doing it.
And Todd, if you wouldn't mind just clarifying, something very specific happened that prompted your exit from the Republican Party, and it had to do with voting, correct?
Yeah, I went in to vote one day in the Capitol, and I walked into Robin Voss's underwear, and I said, "That's it. I'm out of here."
That's not what I'm talking about, and you know it.
No. In all seriousness, it was 2011, and they were discussing the so-called voter ID bills, which were nothing more than voter suppression. It was a closed Senate Republican caucus, and at the time, Mary Lozick, who was from the Milwaukee area, who was the chair of the Senate Election Committee, was talking about these bills, and it wasn't getting a lot of traction. And she stood up and she said, "Hey, we got to think about what this means to places like Milwaukee and the college campuses. In other words, if we pass this, you're going to suppress the vote of Black and brown people and young people, mm-hmm. and it will be better for Republicans." My boss at that time, Dale Schultz, he said, he was the only one, and said, "You know what? I think we ought to think about what we just said here." And Glenn Grothman, who was state senator at the time, looked over at Dale and said, "Well, you know, Dale, Democrats would do the same thing if they were in charge, so we better do it to our favor while we still can." And that's when my boss turned around and he said, "You stay here. I'm going to my office." So he walked out in protest. And for the next 90 minutes to 2 hours, I had to listen. Now, I want to be careful. Not every single senator there, but the majority of Republican senators went along with it. Uh-huh. And I'm just like, why the hell did I take 30 years of my life for these people and advocate a party that's now trying to take away, in my opinion, one of the most sacred fundamental foundations of democracy? And that's our sacred right to vote. And that, at that point, I finished out because Dale was going to retire anyway. But I stopped going to the party stuff. And for all intents and purposes, I left the party in 2011.
And do you feel like you found a home with Democrats, or do you still feel like kind of a man without a party?
Yeah, I'm not a member of any party. I've mm-hmm. voted right Democratic since then, because although I don't believe the Democrats all the answers either, there is only one major political party in this country that still defends constitutional democracy, and that is the Democrats. And yeah. So that's why I have supported Democrats since then.
Well, and I would imagine too, Todd, especially after the April election, in which young people turned out in some massive numbers, that whole ideology of let's cramp down on those kids because they're voting in ways we don't like, that's really going to ramp up.
Oh, yeah. And I've said our show and other places, too, having been in that Republican Party for a long time, they have simply, I saw it yet when I was still there. I mean, they are not complete idiots, contrary to what they might show. They understand the matrix. They know that their ideas no longer connect with 50 plus 1% of the population. But they made a calculated decision long ago that instead of adapting to what the voters want, they're going to stick with their base and try to stop other people from voting to stay in office along with gerrymandering. And it's a sick way to do it. It's not the Republican Party of Lincoln or of Eisenhower or even of Reagan or Tommy Thompson anymore. It is, I met with an old friend of mine, John Sharpless, a former professor at UW Madison, who ran for Congress in 98 and 2000 here in Madison, ran his campaigns. Ardent, a Second Amendment supporter, very Republican. And I had dinner with him last week and I said, "John, are you still Republican?" He said, "No." And I said, he's a historian. And I said, "Agree or disagree, there is no more Republican Party. It's only Trump and Trumpism." And he said, "That's right."
Wow.
Wow. So, I mean,
the Republican Party is gone. It really, truly is a party in name only. And I think that until you get rid of Trumpism, it is a threat to democracy.
Well, let's start. Let's end on a higher note. What are you doing this weekend, Todd?
I'll be sitting around taking my oxycodone trying to pass a kidney stone.
That's right.
I'm
not sure what the rest of you are doing, but that'll be my weekend. We'll see. We'll see how this all goes. But I was going to spend a little time up at Richland Center with Mom. So we'll see what that happens or not. So that's pretty. But it's going to be to the point earlier. I think getting outside, agree or disagree with you guys, the more you get outside, for me, the younger I feel. Just even taking a walk. It doesn't have to be a run. Get out and embrace the good weather. Embrace the sunshine. We feel better. How about you guys? What are you doing?
Well, we're doing a lot of yard work tomorrow. We got my parents are coming down. My mom has a car full of bushes that she's been planning to plant or tell me to plant in my yard. And so we're certainly going to be celebrating and enjoying the sunshine. What about you, Jane?
I am meeting a friend for a ketchup glass of wine late tomorrow afternoon. Oh, nice. Sunday, my husband is going to take me to an empty parking lot so I can drive his new fancy electric vehicle for the first time.
He doesn't trust you to drive it on the road?
No, I don't trust me. I told him, I said, I will feel so badly if I scratch your baby. So
we got to practice.
We're gonna practice.
All right. All right. Todd Alba, always so fun to have you on here. Have a great weekend. Good luck passing that stone, man. All right. When we come back, Matt Miller's here for the Pop Culture Report. Stick around.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication.
Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Hours after the Treasury Secretary announced an extended deadline by 4 days, President Biden